From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, March 1st. Coming up, I talk with my colleague, Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows, about a change coming to Illinois public media. We'll have that conversation coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Caterpillar and the United Auto Workers have reached a new tentative six-year agreement averting a strike. The current agreement will be extended until the union holds a ratification vote. That date has not yet been set. Terms of the tentative contract deal were not immediately available. The UAW represents workers in Mapleton, Mossville, East Peoria, and Morton. Dozens of Illinois prison inmates are seeking graduate degrees they hope will help them chart a new path when they leave prison. Jamie Snow is serving life in prison at Stateville Correctional Center for a Bloomington murder in 1991. Snow says those in prison now will need a job when they reintegrate into society.
Do you want them to, you know, come back into the community with, some educational skills that they've learned while they were incarcerated, or do you just want them to come back into the community exactly like they were when they went in?
Snow works on legislative proposals related to incarceration issues through a program run by DePaul University in Chicago. Plans for a carbon pipeline in Illinois are back on after a brief delay. As Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi reports, residents in several counties are against the project, citing concerns over safety and property damage.
Navigator Heartland Greenway LLC withdrew its initial application with the Illinois Commerce Commission in January after failing to reach enough lease agreements with landowners. They submitted a new application last Friday. The pipeline would transport liquefied carbon dioxide through 13 counties on its way to two storage sites in central Illinois. A company spokesman says Navigator is continuing public outreach and has paid nearly $1 million towards right-of-way agreements. But the company declined to specify what percentage of necessary agreements that represents. I'm Sarah Nardi.
Throughout the day Tuesday, more than 60 people at a time stood outside the new Raising Cane's restaurant on Green Street in Champaign. The location is the chain's first eatery in Champaign-Urbana. Its opening had been hyped among college students and others for months. Some in line said Raising Cane's is another example of how campus town is constantly transforming. University of Illinois senior Rachel Lindquist says campus town is a lot different from when she first moved to the area. Champaign Center Partnership Executive Director Xander Hazel says at least four businesses have opened in campus town over the last several months. Still to come, my conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows about some changes coming to Illinois public media. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Voting is the key to a healthy democracy, but who has the right to vote has evolved throughout our country's history. Voting rights today are governed and protected by various laws, but efforts to suppress the vote are still alive and well. Our digital social justice learning space is focused on voting in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/socialjusticelearning.
It's 217 Today from WILL, Illinois Public Media, and I'm Jim Meadows, stepping in for a few minutes to talk with Brian Moline about a big change he's making. Brian?
Hi, Jim.
What's going on?
Well, I've got a new job, as the short version. I recently accepted a position as an editor with St. Louis Public Radio. My first day there will be Monday, March 6th, my last day here at WILL, Thursday, March 2nd. And a big change in the offing. It will be a bittersweet one, to be sure.
Well, we all have mixed feelings here at Illinois Public Media. Happy for you for this move to a larger public media organization in a larger market, but we'll be sorry to see you go. You've been with us at WILL in Illinois Public Media for the last, is it 7 years?
Almost eight. It would have been 8 years had I made it to June 1st of this year. So it's been a while.
And you've actually been working in broadcasting in the Champaign-Urbana area even longer than that.
Yeah. Since late 2000, I got a job with WDWS AM as a board operator back when those things were more commonplace in radio. things kind of progressed from there and was with WDWS for nearly 15 years before making the move over to WILL.
What was it like for you moving from the commercial radio realm to public media?
I think the biggest change was that in public media, not every second is taken up between programming and commercials and things like that. You've got a little more time to let talk show segments breathe. You've got a little more time to let stories breathe. You know, a four-minute feature story in commercial radio is virtually non-existent these days, but it's a regular feature in public media, and that's certainly one of the things that attracted me to it.
I know a couple of things that you've brought to WYLL. Your solid sports background, which has helped our coverage in that area. I remember the Bandwagon Sports podcast that you were involved in for a time. I also know that when you're moving to St. Louis, you'll be a Cubs fan moving into Cardinal territory.
Yeah, that's right. I've done that once before in my life. Just after my wife and I got married, we lived in St. Louis for a couple of years, and I did wear the Cubby blue then, and I'll continue to do so.
You also brought a keen interest in music. You play yourself, and you've had a lot of guests from the musical world during your time here. I'm wondering if there are any that stand out.
You know, fairly early in my tenure, I had the opportunity to interview jazz vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater, and she has ties here, of course, to Champaign-Urbana. She went to the University of Illinois and lived here for a time and still has friends and family in the area. So getting to talk to her about one of her recent albums was certainly a highlight. I've also enjoyed all the conversations I've been able to have with artists involved with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, and in particular, I think, the Lyric Theater Program at Illinois, which does operas, musicals, and the like. I've really enjoyed getting to know Julie and Nathan Gunn with their involvement in that program and all the performers who've come through there over the years.
Now, you're leaving us here at WYLL, but I understand you'll be leaving us with one final project involving music that we'll be hearing sometime this spring.
That's right. Jazz bassist Christian McBride was on the University of Illinois campus for nearly a week last spring, right at the end of the semester. And it culminated with a performance of his multi-movement work, The Movement Revisited, dedicated to several civil rights leaders. I had a chance to sit down with Christian McBride for about an hour and talk to him about his life in music, and we're turning that into a special presentation, an hour-long program, just on his life in music and how it evolved over time.
Well, Brian Moline, I think our listeners gained a lot from having you with us at WYLL these past few years. I know I have, and I wish you the best in St. Louis.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'll certainly miss you and all my coworkers, as well as the wonderful audience members here at WILL. Thanks to my colleague, Jim Meadows, for taking the time to have that conversation today. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy and warm today with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Eric Stock, Sarah Nardi, Sydney Wood, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.